Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to take a second out and say happy birthday to my dad. This is his birthday. I won't tell you how old he is. I don't think he'd care, but I won't say it anyway. Dad usually checks out our podcast. He might catch this a few days late, but I would have already told him happy birthday to his face. But I want to recommend, if you are looking for another voice of the message of grace, check out Pastor Rick White. I talk a lot about my raising and my upbringing, and I probably do it too much from the lens of where we were, you know, we were religious and we had some legalisms and some of the things that I was introduced to in the church, but I probably don't bring out enough what an amazing man my father is and what a revolution has happened in his life and ministry in regards to his knowledge of the love of God and his knowledge of the message of grace. I would recommend you check out midlandchurch.org. This is the church that we pastored for about 11 years. My father's still there doing a great work for God and sharing the love of God with people every week. They post their stuff online. It's another free resource for you if you're looking for more of the message of grace. And I just want to shout out and say, I love you, Dad, and happy birthday. I'm in the 12th verse of Acts 23. And when it was day, some of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under an oath, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. Well, this was a pretty stupid idea, folks. I'm going to call it what it is. They must have starved to death, because Paul doesn't die for several more years, and the human body's not going to make it that long under a fasting oath. This is a foolish, rash vow. And I did a message a few years ago called Deliverance from the Rash Vow. It's available online for free. Check it out. In fact, if you'll just punch in Deliverance from the Rash Vow in Google, my sermon will come up, because it's one of the most least talked about things I've ever seen in the Bible. And you're not going to get confused with a lot of other sermons out there on it. The Lord led me to do a little study on Jephthah from the book of Judges chapter 11 and the vow that he makes to sacrifice the first thing that comes out of his house if the Lord will give him victory. And that vow followed the verse that said the Spirit descended upon him. So here's a guy making a vow that he doesn't need to make. He already has the Holy Spirit. What more can he gain by making a rash vow? We go back into Numbers 30 and show how God had provided deliverance for the woman who made a vow if her husband or her father spoke up in her defense. And we bring you to Jesus, who is your heavenly husband and who is your heavenly father, and he speaks up in your defense, washing you off with the words he's spoken over you, making you clean. I say all of that today because there's very likely someone listening who has made some sort of rash vow to the Lord. If you're like me, you might have made a vow that you would never do something again, which is always a silly thing to say. Then you do it again, you feel bad for doing it again, and then you feel bad because you told God you wouldn't do it again. Now you feel double condemnation. Perhaps others made a vow to the Lord that they would preach, that they would go into ministry, that they would give, or they would do this for God. Some are still doing it, but they're miserable because they bound themselves not out of life, but out of death. Others have quit their vow and they feel condemnation. Both people are miserable. Neither should be, because Jesus has died and risen from the dead and speaks over your life, washing you off with the water of his word, releasing you from all of the foolishness in your life. These guys needed delivered from this vow in Acts 23:12, and somebody might need delivered from one today. Father, I thank you that you've given us the opportunity to speak into someone's life. And I pray that if there's anyone listening who made a rash vow, maybe they made it out of emotion, maybe they made it out of guilt, maybe they made it out of fear or a sense of obligation, may they see Jesus as the deliverance from their rash vow and begin to walk in the liberty of sonship today. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.